This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Once again, there's a error in the open. It's not the writers of Patriots Football Weekly. It is the writer of Patriots Football Weekly. Paul Perillo flying solo tonight. Today, here, Friday, March 7th for the Roster Report podcast. Andy and Eric are not here. That's good news for the listeners because they do not have to put up with the Andy Hart soliloquy that generally opens our Roster Report podcast and takes up all of our time. But in truth, Brian, we could probably use an Andy Hart soliloquy today because we don't have a whole lot of roster news to report.
What you guys always do. Change my argument and put words in my mouth.
Matter of fact, we only have one roster report to disclose here, and that is following the completion of the rookie minicamp, which took place last weekend, Friday and Saturday, here at Gillette Stadium. Interesting, and they had, in addition to the eight players that they signed as undrafted rookie free agents, real quickly, I know we went over this last week, but wide receiver Brian Anderson, safety Sergio Brown, defensive end Dane Fletcher, cornerback Terrence Johnson, defensive lineman Kyle Love, running back Pat Pascal, safety Ross Ventrone, Bubba 2.0, if you will, and offensive lineman, former wrestler turned offensive lineman John Wise. Those are the eight undrafted free agents that they signed for rookie minicamp. They joined the 12 draft picks last week out on the field, but in addition to those, there were several players here on a tryout basis, and one of those, Brian, has been signed, and that's wide receiver Buddy Farnham out of Brown. So much to the dismay of our own Eric Scalavino, who wished someday to have attended Brown and played football there, he unfortunately never was able to pull that off, not surprisingly. So Buddy Farnham, a very productive wide receiver at Brown in the Ivy League, 6 foot, 185 pounds. He was the Ivy League in New England Player of the Year in 2009 as a senior, had 1,003 receiving yards on 74 catches. Finished his career sixth all-time in Ivy League annals with 229 receptions, and his 2,895 career yards were seventh best in Ivy League history. So a very productive guy. He says his idol was Sean Morey, another Brown alum who is in the NFL, still in the NFL, seventh-round draft pick of the New England Patriots back in 1999. He's gone on to a reasonably successful career as a special teamer in Pittsburgh, Arizona, bounced around a little bit. So that's really all the roster news that we have. Rookie minicamp, as I alluded to, we talked a little bit about on Patriots Football Weekly in Progress. I like to go with the full name, not just PFW in Progress, Patriots Football Weekly in Progress. On Tuesday and Thursday, you know, when we didn't get bogged down in our political discussion, which unfortunately took
PFW and Friends.
The last chunk, the last half hour or so of the Thursday show, we'll try to keep out of the political discussions going forward. But we had a good look at some of the rookies last week, and we were all impressed, at least as much as you can be impressed based on the lack of contact and the lack of anything tangible that you can watch. But Rob Gronkowski, Aaron Hernandez, Taylor Price, I thought all three of those rookie receivers, two tight ends and a wide receiver, I thought they looked very athletic, fluid, soft hands, looked like they have been doing what they're doing for a while. Looked very comfortable. Zach Robinson, the seventh-round quarterback, I thought looked pretty good Friday morning based on some reports. I did not get to Saturday's practices. I think he struggled a little bit in the Saturday with his accuracy as he's learning a new system, which is going to take some time. But overall, it was nice to get a first peek at the rookies, and we will look forward the next time now. And this is I'll basically wrap this up. We do have some dates to look forward to here in terms of getting a chance to see these guys again. Now, again, all these practices will not be open to the public. They will, some of them will, however, be open to the media. We have some OTAs on the horizon. Those are organized team activities. And these all lead up to the one mandatory minicamp in June. On May 24th through 27th, the Patriots will reconvene. I'm guessing this will be more of a younger again, last year this was, maybe third year and younger players here, maybe a sprinkle in a few veterans or newcomers. May 24th through 27th, and we will be available to watch that, the media, on the 24th and the 27th, not the two in between. There's a couple of other OTA dates, June 1st through 4th, with the media being allowed to watch the June 3rd practice. Also, 7th and 8th, media will be there on the 8th, and that winds up June 10th through 11th. And that leads into the one mandatory minicamp, which takes place here at Gillette Stadium, June 15th through 17th. And what that does, that last thing I do want to point out, not necessarily a roster note per se, but could be in terms of Logan Mankins, who is the All-Pro or the Pro Bowl guard, restricted free agent, has yet to sign his tender. That is the deadline for him to do so and guarantee his salary at the first and third round tender, which is over $3 million. The Patriots, if he does not sign the tender by then, they have the ability to withdraw that offer at that point, and his salary would be 110% of what it was last year, which drops it by a couple of million. So it's a significant drop for him. So that's something to keep an eye on. And maybe not so coincidentally, the Patriots scheduled the mandatory minicamp after he would then have to have made that decision. So if he decides to hold out, he's risking some money. If he decides to sign it, then he'd have to be here at minicamp. So something to keep an eye on heading into next month. But again, not a lot of roster report, not a lot of roster moves to report this week. With no Eric, no Andy, I feel no need to continue this much longer. If we have any updates during the course of the day, we'll get back here and we'll give you an update here on the Roster Report podcast. Until then, we'll hit you back on Tuesday with PFW in Progress.
Oh, I can't wait.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.